I used to go play at the funeral home when I was little, so I thought it was fun. I used to play in the freight elevator. I thought it was the coolest thing because you operate it and you can stop in between floors. So for me, I didn't see it as like this creepy thing. I thought it was like a fun place to go. I think there was some very positive things. I don't think I thought of it as growing up in like a sad world, you know? So I think that was probably very helpful, right? To kind of go through life seeing something that other people see as awful and seeing it as something that's normal. And I think in some ways that was good for life, to prepare you for something that people think is terrible and trying to find a different spin on it, right? Natasha, my best friend growing up, her father was the town minister, and he was new. He had just moved to that part of Pennsylvania to take over the local church. And so he and my dad met at a funeral, and they decided that they were going to get Natasha and me together for a play date. So I met my best friend because of it. And then when I was in high school, there was a guy that I went to high school with, and his parents had a funeral home, so that was kind of fun. You don't meet many other kids whose families had funeral homes. You know, I think that, does that make sense?
Yeah.
I guess that my Peter's cousin Peter, his father passed away when I was in high school, and that was very upsetting. It's not seeing, you know, a dead body in a casket that's jarring, but it is jarring to see somebody that you knew, you know? But, you know, I've been pretty fortunate to not have too many close people pass away, you know, that young, when I was that young. I'll say this, it's helped me with my friends when I've had friends whose families, you know, when Andy's parents passed away, I think I was helpful to talk to her about it, because I think I can talk to my friends about it in a way that, like I know what to say to somebody, I yeah. think, a little bit better than what most, a lot of people get nervous and uncomfortable talking about it, and so I think that doesn't help somebody who's upset. You know what I mean? So I feel like I'm, and I think that's why Grandpa's really good at what he does, is he's really good at talking to people when they've had somebody that passes, that has just passed away. So I think that's a skill I've gotten from him. And so instead of like dancing around it, I think a lot of people get nervous and don't want to talk to somebody after they know that somebody's passed away. They kind of avoid them instead of, you know, talking about them or talking to them or listening to them, you know, and letting them, because I feel like it's a complicated time and not everybody feels the same way when somebody dies, you know, like some people, somebody dies that they had complicated feelings about when they were alive. And so it's important to understand that,